Blog Talk Radio.
Axe spray on my outerwear. Whip game on power gear. Can't sit around with these broke niggas. I'm a real nigga, so I'm out of here. Axe spray on my outerwear. Whip game on power gear. Can't sit around with these broke niggas. I'm a real nigga, so I'm out of here.
Shout out to all the Squad Life fans. Fuck with y'all. And let me say I love my niggas, man. Real rap, man. I'll die for my niggas. You can still be a hating nigga from down there. Just stay down there.
Yeah, Axe spray on my outerwear. Whip game on power gear. Can't sit around with these broke niggas. I'm a real nigga, so I'm out of here. Too smooth for the new school, so I went back and brought retros. New chain make my neck glow. Go Bruce Wayne on my next flow. I'm Batman of a black man. Doing cat scans on a rap game. Lord nigga with a big heart. I'm the lord version of a fat man. Black kicks with a check. Woo! Yeah, I still rock A1s. If you disrespect, then I check you. Dead nigga, then say something. I'm a squad nigga, so my game right. White bitch be my main wife. Walk wife beaters like my name Ike. I see haters in plain sight. I love bitches that love hoes. Get rich, I'ma get a busload. Get a bitch, make her suck a dick. Make her lick a click, make her eat a butthole. I'm swagged up and you know it. My cash up, but don't show it. You showing all of your money, nigga, till it fuck around and get stolen. I grind hard and don't owe shit. Got a four fifth with a woe grip. Most of the time I tote this. If you pull yours, I'ma throw clip. See, Lonnie ain't about the origami. If you diss one of my squad niggas, you'll get chopped up like salami. I celebrate and educate and dedicate what I appreciate. You talk shit, they wanna mediate. Me versus you, that's an easy take. You a soft nigga, just easy bait. You a dumb nigga, I'm a geek today. I scoop your bitch like my niggas hit. Your girlfriend was a freak today. I've been fucking her for a week today. No need to say I won't eat the plate. If handcuffing was a crime, you go to jail, went and beat the case.
All I do is post and get dope.
Whoa, whoa.
Fucking with
whoa.
Your bitch, I'm down her throat.
Whoa, whoa.
Everybody know I got a flow.
Whoa, whoa.
So battle me and nigga, it is O-O-V. All I do is post and get dope.
Whoa, whoa.
Fucking with
whoa.
Your bitch, I'm down her throat.
Whoa, whoa.
Everybody know I got a flow.
Whoa, whoa.
So battle me and nigga, it is O-O-V.
Axe spray on my outerwear. Whip game on power gear. Can't sit around with these broke.
What the fuck? Get that shit done. What's going on, y'all? This is, wow. Up in the Smoke Radio. Shout out to my man, Long Loke, and the whole squad. Kirk Stakes, out with them. Anybody that want to get their stuff played on Up in the Smoke Radio, hit me up at smokebigalert@rocketmail.com. If your shit is hot, we're going to get the hotness on for you. Wow. Okay. Let me get loose here. Today's show is sponsored by Pink Moscato Rhyme and a little bit of Michelob. A little drink and shit. We're going to loosen up a little bit. We're going to talk some real talk. Shout out to everybody that's on the show listening to you. You know what I'm saying? So what's going on out there, people? So I take it everybody's watching the inauguration with Obama out there doing his thing, the president. I saw that. I'm in an undisclosed location right now, somewhere in Vandergrift, man. I'm chilling. But I don't even know, man, where I want to go with this. I had an outline, left the outline at home, so I'm just going to wing it right now and just let the wine do the talking for me. Hopefully y'all fuck with me. Call in. If you don't want to call in, just listen. Let's go. So Obama's in, right? He's in. Everybody that voted for him, and it's cool. I would like to know how everybody's feeling right now. Do you feel like you made it? Do you feel like you're number one because your guy got in there? The guy that you got picked is in office? I mean, what's going on? Like, do you really feel that your life is going to get better because your guy's in there? And I'm not here to knock Obama per se. I'm here to knock the whole system, okay? The system is shit. And I'll say that for a fact, whether it be George Bush or Obama, they're both the same. They both work for the same people, and you'll never, ever, ever get changed, people. It is only going to get worse. But I'm not here to do the doom and gloom and try to talk you into fear. I'm here to say, how can you better yourself? Obama can't make your life better. Only you can make your life better. And this is an abbreviated show today. I'm only going to be rocking for a half hour. But I want to know how you feel Obama is going to really help you or anybody. Because nobody can really help you like you can help yourself, if you really think about it. And he can't really do nothing. What's up, dog? What's going on, man? How you doing? I'm down here at my cousin's house. You got the dogs running around. It's crazy. But I'm going to still do the show for y'all because I said I was going to do it. Shout out to my man, Big Zal. He out there somewhere, man. We're going to have something called Coach Cow's Corner. It's going to go down, man. My man, DJ John D, J Jack, everybody, Javier. I'm going to be fucking with them niggas here shortly. Lon Lope, what's up? But to try to stay on subject here, I'm going to let you know right now, if you don't smoke, you're stupid. Cigarettes or weed, it's just good shit. But, what is that, though? You can't even fucking smoke in bars no more and shit, like, fucking stupid. But anyway, I don't know, maybe, you could just, I don't know, fucking so winging it right now. I don't have my outline, I'm just doing what I do, because I can, dude. What's going on, dude? But, oh, man, you can probably hear doors and stuff shutting. I'm doing too much right now. But anyway, who's watching the inauguration? And you get to see Jay-Z out there for the show and Lupe Fiasco, and they're doing the town and all these. Everybody's Obama bots right now. Obama sheeple, I like to call them. Obama. Obama sheeple right now. But everybody's probably planted to the state TV right now, watching, damn near crying, seeing this guy, looking at him like he's your guy, looking like he's your brother. Oh, my God, Obama's in office. Look at him. Oh, Jay-Z and Beyonce's there, too. I hope she does. I'm a survivor. Like, that does anything for you in your life. Beyonce's there. Whoa, I can't believe it. She's so awesome. And Lupe Fiasco. And you know what? I'm just going to have to keep it extra 100 and extra funky right now. Obviously, people don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I can say fuck. This is up in smoke radio. I say what I want to. Fuck, snot, shit, asshole, anything. It's my shit. But, yeah, people... You read a little some shit on fuck Facebook or Twitter, and now all of a sudden you're sort of the fucking experts that know how everything works. You don't know nothing. I'm sorry, and I hate to disrespect a lot of these people out here, but you don't know enough because you're voting for either get out. Oh. You're voting for the lesser of two evils. And I hear a lot of people saying that, the lesser of two evils. See, when you walk the middle ground, you don't have to worry about the bullshit. Okay, Mitt Romney didn't get in, you know, but Obama's in now. Fucking horseshit. Like, horseshit. But your guy's in there, and you're feeling, though, that you're in power, you got this all figured out because, yo, Obama's in there, and my life is just going to change. Actually, the Obama phone lady, Google that Obama phone. It's totally ridiculous. Ridiculous. And everybody, and the thing is, the people that I'm talking to right now, I know some of you personally. And I see it at the local bars and shit, and you tell me it's Obama stuff and how he's going to make a change and stuff. Look, and they always say that He can't do nothing right away. He just got in. Give him a chance. Well, people, this is a thing called executive orders. If he wanted to change anything, he can do it. You see, he's trying to do an executive order for guns. So if he wanted to change everything that Bush set up, supposedly, which really is what Clinton set up, and when Clinton got set up, it's from Bush 1, and Bush 1 is doing it from Reagan. So you don't know how it works. Now, if Obama wanted to change shit, he would just executive order, get rid of the Patriot Act. Google that. Patriot Act. Crazy. Draconian. Google that word, too. It's out of line. It's New World Order. It's crazy. Did it get more safer when Obama got in? No. He's treating the Americans like we're terrorists. The TSA. Motherfuckers don't even fly no more because you damn near get strip searched. You know, look, Osama's dead. Right? So why are these laws still in effect that fuck up you and I from being, I don't know, is it free? Because even, that's a tricky word, because even freedom is a state of mind. But I don't know. I hope you get what I'm saying. But by the way, I'm still winging it. I have no outline, but hopefully that it's a walking with me a little bit. Okay, so I would like to really say something even about Obama and just the whole system, period. Wyans believes in the system. Wyans buy into the system like everything's going to work out. It's not. Only person that can better you is you. And basically, when you're up there, this is my thoughts. When you're up there waiting for somebody to be telling you what to do, and my president is, my God, it's just people. No, a little off subject. When Obama cried on TV for the Sandy Hook staged event, whatever you want to call it, you know that was fucking fake. Because did you see him? Come on. It's a smart, I would like to think it's a smart people. Do you really think that man was crying? Come on, man. And I can see people, I love my president. He cries. Like, basically, you love your leader. And as people, as from American standpoint, we never, ever liked authority. We ran the British motherfuckers out of here because the Queen was trying to tax us. That's how America started. So now all of a sudden, and to my brothers out there to do what they do, you don't like put the police, but you like Obama? He is the biggest police officer out there. Right? He's going to save you. You want to be, see, that's another thing about a lot of us. I'm not saying black, I'm saying all of us, the human race. We all want fucking handouts. Nobody wants to do nothing. People want to sit back and complain about how they didn't get this and how they didn't get that and Obama and it ain't making my shit better, you know, because you want a handout. You don't want to do nothing. You don't want to do nothing. And that's fucked up because that's why welfare was set up. To get you dependent on your government, and then once they phase all those programs out, you'll be just stuck on ape shit. So therefore, I would suggest that anybody that's listening, I don't even see who's in who any listeners that I have or anything, please try to get off of any public assistance. And if you do, like, if you're on any type of public assistance, whatever, is it public assistance? I don't know. Please try to wean yourself off of that and start being more dependent on yourself, because if you start being dependent on these programs, they're going to start weaning it out anyway. You see how that's happening now. Like, they're weaning all that shit out. Like, welfare. You know what I'm saying? You got the card now, and that's New World Order shit, because they can police what you're buying on that card. So all against guys that we, you know, people that get, you know, might trade their welfare cards in to get that couple extra dollars or whatever to try to make ends meet or whatever, but they see. So when you sell that, the niggas buying like lobster tails, crab legs and shit on that card, the welfare people is going to say, like, what the hell are you doing buying shit, crab legs and shit on welfare? They're going to say, you know what, you don't need this. So instead of getting $200 a month, you might end up getting $85. Yeah. This is real shit, people. And I know you know me, I clown around and shit and things like that, because you can't take life so serious. You have to smile. Because shit is so goddamn ridiculous. You have to smile. You have to keep a motherfucking smile on your face. You have to not take this shit serious, because you'll get sucked up into the shit. Sandy Hook. Listen. I'm seeing this right now. My take on Sandy Hook is this, okay? It's reactionary. And what I mean by reactionary is there's two stories coming out. There's the actual story, and there's the hoax story. But the real story is reaction. Long as they can get a reaction out of you, they don't care. And and people use that word, the they. I don't know who they is neither, people, for real, though. But I know there is a machine going down right now that's completely, I don't know, for lack of better words, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. But the Sandy Hook thing is this. I don't care if it's a hoax or not, because I don't know what happened there. I wasn't there, and I do not trust our media. How many times do we catch our media just lying to us? Just lying. It has, and that's another thing. Mind your own business in every sense of the motherfucking word, so you do not get reactionary, so that does not suck your energy out of you. Why are you worried about Sandy Hook? You wasn't there. None of your family has anything to do with it. Why do you care? Yes, it does. Yeah, I do sound insensitive. I do. It does. Because I know what your reaction is. All them children died, and they got off. But how do you know that? Were you there? Were you there? And I'm saying, that has nothing to do with me. Nothing. I can't worry about other people's tragedies. What goddamn renters do? I can't make other people's problems my problems. Why would you do that? Yes, and it sounds selfish, but sometimes, let's call this shit outside. I gotta go now. You have to be almost selfish, but isn't this a thing called selfishness with a heart? Can you be selfish with a heart? That's a good one. Maybe that'll be the next a subject next time. Can you be selfish and still have a heart? That's good. What's going on, big guy? Petting the dogs, man, or running around. Okay, so we have no callers, so I don't have to take any callers. That's good. And if the people are tuning in, just listen. If not, you can go back up and smoke radio and check me out on the archive. You know what I mean? You know what? Oh my gosh! You see this? I'm having problems. Technical difficulties. Come on in, dog. But these are not random thoughts, people. These are something like You know, like Nas said, anybody said, no, I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, relax, dog. You're fucking up my audio. You're fucking with my audio. That's right. We're gonna get it done. We're definitely going to get it done. Pink Moscato. All right. So, the Sandy Hook thing, 9/11, you know, because that's the new thing now. 9/11 was an inside job. Man, I was talking about that stuff 10 years ago. And it's funny that the same people that I was trying to come and tell them that, they're coming to me now and telling me that. But I've learned that too. You know, you sometimes have to let people find out shit for themselves. Because people, we're dealing with the ego, we're dealing with all that shit. People do not want to feel like they're inferior. People do not want to feel like, if you tell somebody something that they don't know, the initial reaction is they're going to say that, oh, this motherfucker thinks he's smarter than me. You know what I'm saying? But if you just let them go out and find it out for themselves, they will come back to you with information, and you'll stand there and be like, yeah, that's what's up. Because when you're telling them stuff, not necessarily debate, but just can have a conversation, and then you guys can go in, and then you can discuss that thing. But the whole thing about it is you might be in a different space, because you got to understand, if people are coming to me, you know what I'm saying, not to put myself up and people down, it's just that, you know, whatever, everybody's path is different. But if somebody's coming to me about something that I seen 10 years ago, I say, well, you're on a whole new different plane, because you're done with that. I'm done with the 9/11 inside job. Of course it was an inside job. Of course it was. We see that already. Come on. Do you really, really think a guy in a cave hit 85% of his targets? A guy in a cave. Now, for my Vandegrift people, you, like, and my new camp people, too, if you're out there, we can't even plot to rob a motherfucking sheet. We can't even to do a sheet. Could you imagine? If we robbed Sheets or Kogos out here in Vandegrift, they would track us down in fucking hours, or somebody would snitch. The code D would just fucking tell. He said, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to tell me a guy in a fucking cave hit 85% of his targets? You have to be shitting me. You have to be shitting me. Come on. Think about it, people. You're just smart. You just have common sense. Just know this. A guy in a cave hit 85% of his targets. For real? It's been a bad artificial story. And then Obama comes out like he killed him. And he's, oh, yeah, Obama got him. Shut up. Come on. Obama has been a fall guy ever since Clinton. If you didn't know this, just Google it. Remember SS Cole, USS Cole? He bombed that, too, in Yemen. Remember that? I know you don't. I'm sorry. Not to insult your intelligence. You don't remember that. He's always been the boogeyman. He used to be our guy. You know, he used to be our buddy. Do the information. Do your own research. Osama bin Laden was our guy, especially during the Cold War. You know what I mean? When we were fighting the Serbs and all that. Yes, we used Obama and them. And then they had the perfect story, like, oh, Obama's pissed because she just left them hanging. Come on, man. You guys have to be smarter than this. Just guys, And I don't like to use these terms like the Matrix and all that stupid dumb shit. You know, I took the red pill. I'm out of the Matrix. Shut up. You're still in the Matrix because you still regurgitate anything you see off that damn news. I took the red pill. I woke up. I don't watch TV. I'm so smart. I read this book, and he told me that, yes, I'm smart, and come on, man. Come on. Relax and quit being so reactionary and just look at the shit before everything. The first thing, and that's a good thing that I'm on the social networks because I get a chance to see it in real life, in real time, and see it and say, look, like, I know these people. You are not political. You care about sports and soap operas and mob lives and goddamn Kim Kardashians and you know, reality TV. This is not your arena. What are you talking? And you're talking about the same people that will say, yo, the Kardashians are back. And they'll say, yo, get out there and vote. Listen, I'm sorry. If you don't know reality TV is scripted, you're fucking stupid. Now, if you just say, like, okay, I enjoy the scripted TV for their dumbness and ratchetness or whatever the hell it goes on. See, I'm an Irish mafia guy. I like to see that. It's stupid. I love it. I know it's fake. But come on. Do you really think, like, it's like, come on, people. Come on, let's holler, man. Let's holler for real. Like, let's step our games up. Pink Moscato, love it. But anyway, let's step our games up to another level and say, like, listen. Until you see that all the fucking people feed into it. Black people, black women wear Uggs now. And listen, I'm not a racist. I am not a racist at all. Everybody knows I love white women. I love my sisters, too. But at the end of the day, when I seen black women wearing Uggs, I said, oh, my God. What type of fucking parents are shooting anyone right now? Are you serious? Black women wear Tims. They have Uggs on. And they dress like the Kardashians, and they think they're Kardashians now. Shout out to my homegirl Princess. Hey, don't say what's up. You're live on the radio right now. But all right, let's go back to the Obama stuff. Do you still empower black people? Your guy's in there. He's in there now. And so the world's going to change tomorrow. Like, everything's, it's going to be all black everything, huh? Because the black guy's in, he's in office. Oh, man. Well, the hot chick is telling me I have 90 seconds left on my show. Hope you enjoyed. I might come back tomorrow and finish this whole discussion up. If you fuck with me, I swear I was just winging it. I left my outline at home. Had a nice outline for this show, for the inaugural show, but I'm winging it. I was irresponsible, but I'm going to head out. Holler at me. Love y'all. Be safe. And holler at me. I'll keep y'all posted. Be careful.
On the day, walk away. cause there's sense in what I say. I'm 45th generation Roman, but I don't know them or care when I'm spitting. So return to your sitting position and listen, it's fitting. And I'm miles ahead and they chase me. Show your face on TV, then we'll see. You can't do half, my crew laughs at your rhubarb and custard verses. You rain down curses, but I'm waving your hearses driving by. Streets ride.
I'm done. What's that? Yeah, now I can attend to you. You're doing it.
That's just that one that was all, that wasn't done.
It's not done yet.
That's no, the two that.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. What's the one? What is it? Season three.
Yeah. Let's be right here.
Hmm.
So how's that little
bit
more
than us? You change it up. You got to change up the view of it.
Right. So we can see them. Definitely.
You go over here to change up the view. I think it's
too hard.
Yeah. 777. That's new.
Shit. It's all fucked up. And it'll put them right in the order they go in?
Yeah, we just gotta see which one this is. This, like, this is converted. 1-1-2-2-4-4-5-5-6-6-7-7-8-8-9-9. But see, when they do that, sometimes it looks like it red. I think it's 7. Let me just go here because you got it. And what's your call? No, desktop. Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's one of these ones right here. Yep. 7.
To the same look.
Yeah.
They weren't in that order, though. One was up, and one was at the end.
Because they said, oh, yep, 7. Because do I tell? Because
the other one,
I have the time. 1 and 7, I know that.
Right.
So I have the time. Right, I have the time. If you don't see no time, that's fucked up. You see? See like this? See how it says the length?
Right.
Just 41 minutes, and I'm look. It has no time, and it says the size.
Right.
That's the one that didn't do it. But now I gotta find the original file. Yeah, that original file didn't burn. That's what it is. Yeah, it is right here. It did burn. Oh, shit.